Have you any hobbies or interests that you have more than a beginner's knowledge in that you can teach people things that are slightly behind you in the learning curve? For example, I like to go to the gym regularly, and I like to research and experiment with muscle-building techniques in the gym. I could create a product showing people what I'm doing to build muscle to show them where to start. If they also want to get fit and build muscle, I could be my own case study. Record my weight and take photos of myself before I start my muscle building program, and then record my progress and what I'm doing, and then sell that to people who want to learn to do the same thing. Once I have achieved what I set out to achieve. Maybe you also go to the gym. Maybe you like cycling and go often. Maybe you're a car enthusiast who could show people how to do specific things within mechanics. Are there any hobbies or interests that you have that you could create or sell information in how to do specific things that other people would find helpful? This also helps if you are going to create your own product. If it is something that you are passionate about, you can create the content without getting fed up of what you are doing as easily, because you're interested in it in the first place and you want to share your passion for the topic and help others who want to use your experience as guidance. In this example, you've got the enormous market of health and fitness, but then within that, you have people who want to lose weight. But then you can drill down further into the dieting side of losing weight. You can then build your business around helping people find the right diet for them. Drilling down like this helps to find people with specific problems that are looking for the solutions that you can potentially provide. There are three big markets online that the vast majority of money is made, and in those are health, wealth, and relationships. Any of the niche markets that you find out about online will most likely fall into one of those three bigger markets. If your concern is competition, don't let that bother you. I, personally, would be concerned about going into a niche that doesn't have competition, because if there's competition there, you know people are already selling stuff to that market, and you can too. Also, competition can become business partners for future projects.